NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The issues of September 11th, the war in Iraq, and the economy have dominated the political debate so far. But social issues come up, too, don't they?
They do. And for people who care deeply about issues like abortion and gun control, they're always important in every election, both pro and con. But this year is so close, anything that gets voters out is important. We know pretty much how people who feel strongly on those issues will vote, pro-life Republican, pro-choice Democrat. But this could be a little bit more problematic this year for John Kerry because he's a Catholic. And the Vatican has been putting pressure on Catholic politicians who disagree with church positions on abortion, gay marriage, other issues. Last week, John Kerry met privately with Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who's been put in charge of a task force of bishops, which is supposed to decide whether there should be church sanctions on these politicians. And, Bob, the reason this matters is because the Catholic vote is one of the true swing votes, one of the few. The only other real one is independent voters. And the white Catholic vote is fully one quarter of the voters in American elections. And they've picked the winner in the last several elections, 1988 Bush, 1992 and 6 Clinton, 2000 Bush. So it's very important for a candidate to win that vote.
Yeah, but Catholic voters don't necessarily follow what church leaders say.
No, they don't. And in poll after poll, they disagree on a lot of those issues. And the bishops have problems of their own with credibility among their flock these days in the wake of the sex abuse scandal. But again, we think it's going to be a very close election. Nobody likes any unknowns in an election like this where anything can tip it. And if you look at church going, it turned out to be one of the biggest predictors of how people would vote in 2000. People who regularly go to church went 2-1 for Bush, and people who never go to church went 2-1 for Gore. So that turned out to be a real predictor. The problem for the Democrats is, of course, that this is a very church-going nation.
Another issue that comes up is gun control. Vice President Cheney met over the weekend with members of the National Rifle Association. Does that have pluses and minuses for the Republican Party?
Sure, but you know, it turns out that was another big predictor in 2000 of how people would vote. 48% of the voters in that election said they were gun owners, and they went 2-1 for Bush. The non-gun owners were not quite as high a margin for Gore. But overall, voters said that they buy 2-1, that they supported gun control. So the president has to walk carefully on this issue, and that's why you saw the vice president showing up. The president has said that he is for a continuation of the assault weapons ban, but the Republican-led House of Representatives has said they won't bring it up. There's increasing pressure now to do that, and among Republican suburban women particularly, that is a very hot issue.
So Gore had the unarmed atheist?
It's not a good place to be in American politics.
NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.